My name is Ryan Jennings Gard. I'm 16 years old.
My name is Chase Mitchell. I am 11 years old.
We interviewed Mr. Marcellus Allen on August 15, 2013.
Well, I wasn't born here, but I've been here ever since I was 5 years old, so that's over 50 years. Graduated in 1976. I used to work in New Jersey at Johnson & Johnson. I used to work in the plant there and make stitches for 10 years. And then I worked back here. I worked at the rec center and stuff like that. So it was always something dealing with young folks. I worked for a school district as a security officer. And that's the key to make sure everything's secure, the body, the mind, and the soul, and the building. That's what I do. One time, there was a young lady who was having a bad day at school. She didn't want to listen to her teachers. She just was just having a bad day. And I talked to her because she was on her way out the door. And I said, wait a minute, we ain't leaving. You know what I mean? Just calm down. And she went back. We got over that day, and about maybe 8 years later, this young lady tapped me on the shoulder. I forgot who she was. And she said, you remember me? And I said, no, I don't. She told me who she was. And she wanted to thank me for that day. She went on to tell me that she's in medical school and she's going to be a doctor. So that was really touching to me. She said that day was just one of those days that saved her. I see kids now who show me their kids. It's a connection that I've had, you know, over the years. Being involved in my community to help give the right way, show young people that we can do it. That's what I always look up to. I give advice every day to young people, but best advice is to listen and people out in this world to help you more so. Stay positive and always do the right thing and be respectful. And I always like this one. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Education is the key to life. Without any education, you will not be able to succeed in life. At the age of 55, I learn something every day. So that's why it's very important to have education. When I had the opportunity to go to the Million Man March in 1995, that's where a million men were gathered in D.C. to just have a conversation of positive things that they were supposed to do in life as black men. But it was one of the most eye-opening things I've ever experienced. And graduation. I still get very emotional at every high school graduation because I always wonder if those young people are ready to be successful and go out into the world. Secrets to success, listen to people, take very positive advice, and you can go far in life because I'd say 90% of people want to help you be successful, but you have to be able to identify and stay positive. You ever hear that saying, what would Jesus do? I recite it every day. Just try to be that positive role model, to be that guy. Walk that walk. Each and every day he gives me the footsteps to move forward. He gives me the strength, so I have to give it to somebody else. So other young people can see if I can do it, they can do it. What have I done? Be me. Be me. You know what I mean? Be the guy that the good Lord has put me on this earth to be. And just whatever I got, give it to the youth. And touch one, touch a million.